play the part you want me to. What can I do? I'm only human after all. I've made mistakes, not unlike you. There'll come a time when things will have to change, and maybe all these years won't be in vain. It's an illusion.
The cloudless sky.
Look into the cloudless sky. Cosmic specks of dust, no mind to change, so change the pace. Look to everyone for your own name. And where you think you are is where you've been. It's an illusion.
Every song that singer's singing.
baby crawls up on the phone. He wants to shed his fetters. He's a prima donna. He wants to be alone. Every time I think I've reached the end, here she comes. She's back again. Oh, baby, let the bygones be. Let the bygones be. Let the bygones be. Let them be now, yeah. Let the bygones be. Let them be now, yeah.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
cliche. Think it's cute when they watch you play.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand, whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
my hips pressed into the mat. I was with an invisible man, an invisible man.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.